fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Toe. I'm Silver.
It was election day in the town of Martin's Gap. The last of the ballots had been cast by noon, and from then on a crowd jammed the town hall to wait until the votes were counted. The result would determine the new sheriff. There were two candidates for the office with policies that were directly opposed. Hank Webb was in favor of live and let live policies as far as the Indians in the nearby valley were concerned. But Rance Putnam had other ideas.
The people around here need that valley land for grazing. I'll tell you, boys, if I'm the one that's chosen sheriff, I'll back every promise I made. I'll run those redskins out.
Hey, Putnam.
Oh, hello, Webb. How's my worthy opponent?
I want to talk to you. You step outside for a minute.
Anything you've got to say, Webb, you can say right in front of my friends.
Step over to the side here. I'd just as soon the whole town didn't hear me.
All right. Excuse me for a minute, boys.
Don't be too long, Granny. The vote counting is almost finished.
Well, let's have it, Webb. What's on your mind?
In a few minutes, we'll know who's to be the sheriff, Putnam. If you're elected, I guess we know what you'll do.
I've stated my policy.
What are you going to do if I win?
I'll make up my mind about that when the time comes. Personally, I don't think you're going to win.
Putnam, I've been hoping you felt the same as I do about things.
What do you mean?
This town's gone along in fine shape. It's growing fast. It can keep on growing if we all pull together.
Well,
if you're elected by a majority of the people, I'll abide by the ruling of the majority.
Sounds like you're crowing.
No, I'm not. I figure it's my duty to do what the majority says. That's our form of government. Are you willing to go along with my way of dealing with the Indians if I'm elected?
Suppose you wait until the votes are counted, Webb. Maybe it won't be necessary for me to answer that question.
Be a lot of trouble here if we oppose each other.
Well?
I guess I've got all the answer I'm going to get from you, huh?
That's right.
Hey, Sheriff!
There's the judge.
The votes are all counted. Now quiet down, folks.
Now we'll know who's the sheriff.
Gents, the votes have been counted and recounted and checked again. And the new sheriff has been decided on. Quiet now, boys. I'm pleased to announce that our new sheriff is Hank Webb!
Oh, no, that's not right. I won't stand by that decision.
You're Nick Manning. There's nothing you can do about it.
I won't abide by the ruling. I won't take orders from Webb.
A tall man slipped away from the crowd, mounted his horse, and rode to a camp in a nearby woods. No one had noticed the horseman, who was the Lone Ranger, the almost legendary character who was particularly interested in the outcome of that election.
Oh, Silver, how are you? Should he be caught? You come plenty fast, Kemosabe.
Yes. I know the election is over and Hank Webb is the winner, the new sheriff.
Oh, not plenty good, huh?
It's the way it should be. But there's going to be trouble.
What you mean?
Rance Putnam takes his defeat hard. He's a poor loser. He has a strong following.
That's right.
There are a lot of people on his side. People who own cattle and who want the Indians driven out of the valley to the north.
Well, Indians stay in valley now.
Well, Hank Webb wants them to stay.
And him lawman.
I wonder if Putnam is going to admit that. He wants to control this county, you know. If he can't do it with ballots, he may try bullets.
And what we do?
That depends on what Putnam does. We're going to stay around here long enough to find out his plans. Tonto, I'm going to leave on this disguise and return to town to look around. Between now and tomorrow morning, we may be able to learn a few things.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto did learn a number of things between the time they returned to town and the next morning. Then, acting on this information, the mystery rider, disguised as a cowhand, made his way to the office of the sheriff. Hank Webb sat behind the battered desk.
Sheriff?
Yes, sirree, that's me. What can I do for you, stranger?
Well, Putnam is planning something.
I figured he might be.
He's told a number of men to go out to his ranch and stay there till he gives them orders.
Doggone, I don't like that.
He has at least a half a hundred men already.
You've been out there?
Yes.
Hey, who are you anyway?
I'm just an individual who's interested in your kind of justice, that's all, Webb. I don't believe in trying to drive the Indians from the valley. And that's what Putnam's going to try to do. It's going to be the beginning of a lot of trouble. More than you can handle.
Yeah, I can savvy that.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know what I can do. I can't stop men from camping over on Putnam's ranch.
Hardly.
No law against a man carrying a gun or a rifle.
No.
Even if they all get together and start riding for the Indian village, I can't stop them. I can't do a doggone thing till they start firing on the Indians.
And even then you can't do anything, Sheriff. If they attack the Indians, the fight will take place in another county.
Maybe the start of the fight will take place there. But by thunder, it'll end up here in Martin's Gap. And it'll end up with a whole plain town being burned down.
Tell me, what's Putnam after?
Pasture land.
Does he need more than he already has?
Oh, not by a jugful. Plenty of land around here. But if there was 10 times as much, it wouldn't satisfy Ranch Putnam. He's just a born troublemaker, that's all.
And there's nothing you can do.
If you can think of anything, stranger, I'll step right up and do it.
All right, Sheriff.
Hey, where are you going now?
I'm going to call on Ranch Putnam.
What sheriff say, Kemosabe?
There's nothing he can do, Tonto. He's got to stay within the law, and there's no legal step he can take to prevent Putnam's plan.
That's bad.
Did you just come from the Putnam ranch?
More fella go there all time.
I see.
Oh.
I think we'll have a talk with Putnam himself. Perhaps we can make him understand the danger in the step he's taking. Is there any way to get to the house without being seen by all the men who are camped there?
Well, that easy.
Oh?
House near gate. Men camp long way back of house. Like army.
Steady there, Silver.
Me go too?
Yes, Tonto. Find a place where we can leave the horses close to the house without being seen. We'll stop there long enough for me to put on my mask and get rid of this disguise. Easy,
City, big fella. He's savvy. Get him up, Silver. Silver.
There was an arroyo not far from Rance Putnam's house, It was deep and wide, and the banks were heavily overgrown with trees and weeds. It served admirably for a hiding place for the horses.
Now, Tonto, give me my own clothes. I'll get rid of this cowboy outfit.
It took but a moment for the Lone Ranger to change into his own clothing. He strapped his gun belt around his hips, then fitted a mask across his eyes.
There. Now, you wait right here, Tonto.
Men camp far back behind house.
Yes, I know.
Maybe some fella inside house.
Well, I have to take that chance.
Maybe better me go with you.
No, Kemosabe. You stay here and wait. I'm not back in half an hour. Come and bring the horses. And come prepared for trouble.
Maybe better you check guns.
Yes, I'll look them over before I go.
The masked man examined his heavy pistols to make sure they'd not fail him. In the meantime, Putnam sat in the library of his rambling ranch house.
Who is it?
Glad to see you, Mr. Putnam. It's Andy.
Come in. Close the door behind you.
I just thought I ought to check with you, boss. Bud Collins and Eddie Hawkins have just come in to join us.
They have, That's good.
Send them down to camp with the others. Going to have a sizable army before we're through.
Yeah, a lot of men who are interested in seeing the Indians driven out of the valley.
You're doggone right. Ed says there'll be some men from Toad Hollow in a little while. They're coming here, too.
More the better.
How soon do you think we'll head out for them here Redskins?
I don't know yet, Andy. Depends on how soon all the men are together. I want at least 100.
Well, shouldn't take long to get that many here. I expect there'll be quite a few show up between now and tomorrow morning.
Does the new sheriff have any idea what we're planning?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. There's nothing he can do about it. Maybe it's just as well he won the election.
Yeah. Wonder who that is.
Who is it?
Boss, look.
Mask.
You!
Hold it.
Put that gun down, mister.
I'll put it down when I'm sure there's going to be no trouble.
Who are you? What do you want here?
I came to talk to you, Putnam. I hope I'm not going to waste my time.
Talk about what?
Your plan is pretty generally known.
What of it?
You're hoping to drive the Indians out of the valley. Drive them north into the Badlands.
That's the place for them.
What's it to you?
As things stand now, the Indians are peaceful. It's been no trouble for a long time. You attack those Indians, you're going to start something you won't be able to finish.
Mister, I've never started anything I couldn't finish.
A lot of men are opposed to your plan.
Yeah? Well, what are you going to do about it?
Those Redskins got no right to valuable grazing land.
They have all the right in the world to it. They have the right of ownership. See, the government gave them that land.
The government's in Washington. Me and the rest of the ranchers are right here. The government didn't bother to consult us when they gave that land away.
Nevertheless, the government will deal with you if you try to chase the Indians.
Listen to him, boss, talking about the government. The only law around here is gun law.
Have you said all you're going to say, mister?
I don't think you'll be able to lead your friends, Putnam.
No? Why not?
Because I'm going to take you away from here with me.
You are?
We'll waste no time discussing it. Come on.
Hey, boss!
You keep back, unless you want to stop a bullet.
I'm afraid you're a little overconfident. You've been covered by guns from the time you came into this room. Come on in, boys. Take him.
You're covered, mister.
Get your hands up.
Drop that gun.
You're a little smarter than I thought, Putnam. You must have expected trouble of this sort.
My friends don't want anything to happen to me. Now drop your gun.
I'll put it in the holster.
You heard what the boss said.
It's all right, boys. Just keep them covered. Don't give them a chance to bring those guns into play.
Right.
Now we'll have a look and see who this man is. Andy, step over and tear that mask off his face.
If you try it, you're going to have a surprise.
Yeah? Well, I like surprises.
And Andy, while you're at it, take his guns.
Right. Show me, mister. Show me that surprise you spoke of.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. The masked man found himself in Rance Putnam's library with three guns held by Putnam's friends. Putnam told Andy to unmask the Lone Ranger and to disarm him.
If you try it, you're going to have a surprise.
Yeah? Well, I like surprises.
And Andy, while you're at it, take his guns.
Right. Show me, mister. Show me that surprise you spoke of.
This is it.
Don't get him.
No, you don't.
Oh! Don't shoot! Don't shoot! You'll hit me! Let me go! Let me go, Dad Rabbit!
Not yet.
Boys, close in on him. Get him!
Let go of my neck!
Anyone who moves close will stop bullets. Now, keep back.
My arm's busted.
You, drop that gun.
Yes, sir.
You too, Putnam. Drop the gun you're holding. That's better.
You're choking me! My neck! Let me go!
Just as you say, Andy. There you go!
Having shoved Andy at the gunman, the Lone Ranger raced from the house while those in Putnam's ranch house tried to unscramble themselves and get their guns. Tonto, hearing the shots, came from the arroyo, riding the scout and leading Silver to meet the masked man.
Oh, scout, hold on there. Oh, Silver.
Easy, Silver. Silver. All right, Tonto, get clear.
Get him up, Silver.
It had been a narrow escape for the masked man. Guns barked behind him as he rode away with Tonto. The two maintained full speed until they were well away from the Putnam ranch, then slowed their horses to a lope that they maintained until they reached their own camp in the woods.
Oh, Silver, boy.
Oh, fella.
Steady, easy, fella.
Oh, fella. What happened in the ranch house?
Oh, Putnam is stubborn, Tonto. He's determined to attack the Indians in the valley.
And what we do?
Oh, I've been thinking of a plan while we've been riding.
Kimasabi.
Yes.
Maybe army help.
The army would help, but the nearest post is over 3 days away. It takes 6 days to get there and back.
Oh, that's right.
It leaves only one thing for us to do. Dismount, Tonto, and I'll tell you the plan. Easy,
Sonny. Silver.
Your friend, Chief Thundercloud, is not far from here.
Oh, him over west of hills.
You think we can count on him to help us?
Thundercloud, good friend.
You can persuade him to help us. May mean the difference between peace and war for the rest of the Indians.
Me try.
Good. Now, here's what Thundercloud must do.
The Lone Ranger spoke rapidly, outlining his plan to Tonto. And when he had finished, the Indians set off for Chief Thundercloud's village beyond the mountains. It was then that the Lone Ranger leaped to the back of his great horse, Silver.
Ready? Come on, Silver!
He rode into town and reined up in front of the sheriff's office.
Oh, Silver, oh, easy, send it.
Without hesitation, without removing his mask, he strode into the office of Hank Webb.
Hey, what the Sam Hill?
Take it easy, Sheriff.
Mask? What in thunder's the idea of this?
Don't go for the gun, Sheriff. I'm not an outlaw. I'm your friend.
But that mask...
Forget the mask and listen to me. I'm here to help you avoid trouble. Unless you take immediate action, you're going to have war with the Indians.
Doggone it, I know it. That critter Rance Putnam...
Yes, I've talked to him, and he's going through with his plans. He'll have nearly 100 men when he attacks the Indians. He's going to attack them as soon as possible.
You know how soon that'll be?
Might be tomorrow.
Great day tomorrow.
Yes.
There's nothing we can do about it. We won't have time to get the troops in here.
You won't have time to get the troops. There's something you can do about it.
Say, there's something familiar about you. Your voice. Where have I seen you before?
Well, the last time I was in here, I wore a disguise.
You wore a disguise the last time? What in Sam Hill do you call that mask?
Sheriff, perhaps this will help you understand the mask.
What's that bullet mean?
It's made of silver. I don't know whether it means anything to you or not. I hope it does, because it's important that you trust me.
Silver? Doggone.
Mean anything?
Yes. Yes, it does mean something. I've heard stories about a man that's called the Lone Ranger. He's identified by silver bullets. But I never expected to meet up with him.
You want to listen to my plan?
I sure do.
Well, it calls for the aid of an Indian known as Chief Thundercloud.
Thundercloud? I thought I knew most of the leaders up north.
He's not connected with the Indians in the valley.
Oh, I see.
His people are west of here, beyond the mountains. I've already sent for them.
For Indians?
Yes. Thundercloud and his warriors should reach town sometime tomorrow morning. I hope they get here before Putnam's outfit starts out for the valley.
What's Thundercloud going to do?
He's going to attack the town of Martin's Gap.
Thank you. It was early the next morning when Rance Putnam and his associates examined their guns, saddled their horses, and set out toward the valley north of Martin's Gap.
Come on, get up.
Putnam rode in the lead with Andy at his side. The pace was slow but steady until a noon halt at the county line.
How long are we going to stop here, boss?
Just long enough to get some food and water the horses. Then we'll shove on.
I hope we're not making a mistake.
Mistake? What do you mean?
Look over yonder, beyond that ridge. You see them columns of smoke?
Yeah.
Indian fires. And I know what they mean. Those are smoke signals.
What about them?
It means the Redskins know what's coming. They're calling in all their hunters and scouts so they'll be ready for us.
Let them. We've got men enough to lick them.
I sure hope so.
I don't expect they'll put up much of a fight. When they see how many men we got, the chances are they'll clear out fast. Joe?
Yeah?
You go back and pass the word to the others. We'll start ahead in about 15 minutes.
Right.
Hey, boss!
What's the matter with Lefty?
I don't know. He's coming up on the run.
Hey, boss. Look back to south. Look at our back trail.
For what?
Hey, Randy, look.
That white horse.
I remember that horse.
That masked man. That critter in the saddle.
He was at your place yesterday.
He's the one putting my arm out of commission.
Yes.
Here's where I get square with that critter.
He's got something coming for me, too.
Hey, look at him come. Look at that horse travel.
You boys keep your eyes open. This time I'm going to see that that critter is unmasked and disarmed.
All I want is a shot at him.
Put that gun down until we see why he's coming here.
Putnam, I've got to speak to you, Wolfsilver. Hold my easy, steady.
We've got you covered.
Don't try nothing.
You better get your hands up.
Put those guns away. You're going to need them for something else. Putnam, I've ridden from town to see you.
What do you want? You better talk fast, because I'm going to deal with you in just a minute.
What's happening is bigger than any disagreement between us. Take these men back to town and hurry. Indians are attacking.
I don't believe it.
The Redskins couldn't get to town without passing us. They're in the valley to the north.
I'm not talking about the valley tribe. It's Chief Thundercloud who's attacking the town.
Thundercloud?
Who's he? Never heard of him.
He's come from beyond the mountains to the west. If you don't get back to town right away, you'll be too late.
What kind of a trick is this?
It's no trick. How would you like to get back and find your ranch house burned? And you?
Me?
Yes, you have a wife and two children in town and a house. And you have a home. You have a ranch. You also have a lot to lose.
Yeah, that's so.
What are you going to do about it?
How do we know there are Indians attacking the town?
You think I came here to get you because I wanted to ride? Go on, keep pushing north if you want to. Take the valley away from the Indians. By that time, it may be all you'll have.
Boss, if the town's in danger, we'll all lose plenty.
Well, I'm going back.
Me too.
Those of you who want to go back and drive out the Indians, follow me. All right, come on, Silver.
Hey, hold on, wait for me.
I'm with you. Come on, boys, we'll all go back. We've got to save the town.
All right, come on, get up.
Putnam and his men turned their backs on the valley to the north and set out at top speed over the back trail. Following the masked rider, they swept across the plains toward Martin's Gap. As they drew near, they heard the distant sounds of gunfire and wild, savage cries. The sight spurred them to even greater speed, and the thought of their homes being destroyed, their families massacred, goaded them to fury. Presently, the hard-riding ranchers following Putnam and the Lone Ranger were close enough to see the savages shooting fire arrows toward the buildings of the town.
Open up on them!
No, hold your fire. Don't waste ammunition. Hold your fire until you're near.
Hey, look! The Redskins see us.
They're turning tail.
They're clearing out. Look at them!
And it was true. Chief Thundercloud's Indians suddenly stopped firing and raced away from town toward the safety of the distant hills. By the time Rance Putnam's men had reached the small community, the last of the Indians had gone.
How many did they get?
All gone. Putnam, you men just got here in time.
Where's my folks?
How many are killed?
I'll wait. Quiet down, gents. Listen to me. I'll tell you all the details.
All right, Webb, start talking. We want to know about our folks. Yeah.
Thanks to you, Putnam, no one was killed. Fact is, no one even got hurt.
What?
What's the truth? Those Redskins opened fire too soon.
How many of them did you get?
None of them. They were too far off for accurate shooting.
We saw fire arrows.
They all fell short. But it's a good thing you got back when you did. There wasn't enough men left to stand off that pack of Indians very long.
From now on, Sheriff, you'd better see that the town's well guarded.
Figure those Redskins will come back?
Oh, it's quite possible. But even if they don't, Putnam's going to see to it that you have trouble with the Indians to the north.
Yeah.
If you attack them, Putnam, they'll find a way to repay you for all you do.
That's not what I'm thinking about.
Me neither, Rance. Those critters from the west are probably lying wait, just hoping 100 or so of us will leave the town again so they can attack.
That masked man hadn't brought you back in a hurry, Putnam. You might not have had a town to come back to.
See here, mister.
Yes?
I don't savvy you. I hate to admit it, but I reckon we're all somewhat indebted to you.
You can forget that, Putnam.
Weber. I mean, Sheriff, there's going to be another election in a year or so. If I can beat you out for sheriff at that time, things around here will be run my way. But between now and then, I suppose you've got the authority.
That's what the majority of the people said.
Looks to me like we've got to stick together if we expect to have a town. Boys, for the time being, we'll leave those Indians alone. Go on back to your homes.
All right. Come on. Get up there.
Remember what I said, Sheriff. I'll be out for your job at the next election.
All right, Putnam, that's up to you.
Get up there.
Masked man, I wish there was something I could do for your friend Chief Thundercloud. He certainly went all out to make believe he and his people were attacking us.
Thundercloud hates war and fighting. He and his people are left alone. He'll be well repaid.
He'll be left alone. You can count on that. And when you see him, tell him if he ever wants favors from the people of the village, he'll get them.
I'll tell him. Adios, Sheriff. We'll meet again. All right, big fella.
Adios.
One silver!
If Rance Putnam ever gets the job of sheriff around here, the first thing he'd better do is to make a friend of that masked man. The Lone Ranger's the best friend a lawman ever had.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.